Every 2 years, Hawaii's potters turn their attention from making bowls to asking the community to consider what goes in them. It's called the Empty Bowls Project. Potters contribute bowls by the thousands to an event aimed at providing sustenance to those in need. Attendees are offered a bowl filled with soup, a piece of bread, and an opportunity to feed a hungry soul. Tricia Beeman is a Hawaii's Potters Guild member. We spoke with her about Empty Bowls Hawaii and about the attractions of her craft.
I think for me, it's nice to be able to make something. You know, it's just nice to use your hands and to have an outlet, but especially something functional. So I really do get a lot of joy out of being able to make a bowl or a planter or something, you know, myself that I can give as a gift and other people can use.
Uh-huh. You had good teachers.
I had great teachers. Yeah, I think that's what made learning to be a potter easy. You know, I had Jeff Chang and David He and Steve Martin, all well-known potters around the island, and all of them are participating in Empty Bowl. And yeah, really having a variety of people to help guide me and show me all the tips and tricks, I think, is what helped me.
How long would it take a novice, do you think, to get started as a potter?
Well, it all, I think it all depends on how much time you put in right away. I mean, I'm taking a class with a friend right now, and it was her first 10-week session class, and I think she's already making stuff. So, you know, she goes in and practices during the week, and It really, I think, depends on how much time you put into it. But, yeah, I think with the right guidance and persistence, you can make stuff, you know, within the first few months that you'll be happy to use.
The thing I hear from a lot of people is that there's a real physical pleasure in sort of getting your hands in and physically shaping as the wheel goes around, right?
Yeah, and it's meditative. You know, I think a lot of people say that too. I think some of, you know, what people get out of going for a jog to clear their mind is what you can have by getting on the potter's wheel.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, this community, the Potters Guild, goes back 50 years.
Yes. So, yeah, it's our 50th anniversary. 1967 is when a group of potters here in Honolulu decided to get together and have a communal place to experience clay. That's kind of our mission, you know. And I think there was UH, there were some individual studios, but there wasn't a communal area where potters could come and work together, share all the labor that's involved in making glazes and firing, and also really launch a place that could teach others to do pottery and could be a something for good, you know, really.
Yeah.
A place to do good and to help the community.
I would think, and I'm just guessing, that the whole act of the glazes would be a little bit further down the line from learning to shape the pots. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I mean, it's easy enough when you're getting started to just, you know, dip your bowl into one different color and have a white or a brown or a blue bowl. But, you know, everyone has different strategies, has different things that they like to do with their glazing. Personally, I like throwing a lot better than glazing, but, you know, other people are different. So, yeah, it's another element. And then once you get your piece into the kiln, it's a gas kiln. So really, depending on who's firing and what parts of the kiln are hot or have reduction or oxidation, I mean, there's totally different results. So every time you make something, it's a little bit unique.
And another impression that I get, Tricia, is that there's a little bit of a random effect.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it really, depending on where in the kiln your piece is, or even what glazes the person whose piece is next to yours might have used, you can always get a different result. So that's fun for a lot of people. It can be a challenge if you want something exactly so.
Yeah.
But I think that's the beauty of having something handmade.
I think if you're too addicted to control, you might be upset at having things come out a little differently than how you expected.
Yes, that can be a challenge if you want something exactly a certain way. You have to give in a little bit to the kiln gods. So.
At the same time, though, glazes are so beautiful.
Yeah, and I think that is really where you can see, you know, even different parts of the bowl might have a different sheen or a slightly different tone depending on, you know, how the firing goes. So, yeah, I mean, I think all of that adds to the handmade touch that goes into making a pot.
How far back does the Empty Bowl Project go?
So this will be the fourth time that Hawaii Potters Guild is presenting the event. It happens every other year, and it started in 2009. And in 2009, it was a much smaller event. We blocked off a block in Chinatown. We had way less pots than we have this year, and it's just grown and grown. I think part of that is because more potters are getting involved, more community organizations and schools are getting involved in making the pots. More restaurants are volunteering to make soup. And really, we've also found that more and more people want to come to the event. So we've been able to grow it, which is really nice.
In your own journey to becoming a potter, how long do you think it's going to be before you can instruct?
Oh, I don't know if I ever will be able to do that. I mean, and I think it's really nice to be able to learn and, you know, take some of those learnings and be able to share them with others. And, you know, I find it really nice to be in the studio with beginning potters and at least be able to share a tip or trick.
Sure.
But, yeah, I don't know if teaching will be for me.
You see new people coming in, though?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think handmade things and ceramics in general have kind of had a resurgence, you know. And so just there's more interest in pottery. And we find that when it's time to sign up for classes at Hawaii Potters Guild, it's like a lottery sometimes. You
really?
Know, the first day of classes, people are waiting to try and get in. And, of course, it's some returning potters or some people who just really like the teacher. But we do see interest from people who've never touched clay before or maybe did it once in high school that are just wanting to get back to the studio or heard about the studio and are wanting to take classes that are new students. So that's really nice.
And the Empty Bowl event is bigger than the previous three?
Yeah, we're making 3,000 bowls this year, so about the same as last year, but I think we're expecting a really big turnout. And yeah, I mean, it's 3,000 bowls is a lot of soup bowls, so
yes,
it's an undertaking for 2 years. We do it every other year, and, you know, pretty much once one event ends, we take a short break and then get started on making bowls again. So it's really a big effort for the guild and for other potter studios and the high schools that get involved in making the bowls.
Tricia Beeman is a member of the Hawaii Potters Guild, whose biennial Empty Bowls event will be held Friday at 6 p.m. in the Pomaikai Ballrooms at the Dole Cannery Center in Honolulu.